and moved her into the royal palace. She gave birth to David's child, a son. And perhaps for a brief time, David thought maybe he'd managed to cover up his greatest scandal. Not even close. God sent the prophet Nathan to confront the wayward king with his sin. After rebuking David, but before leaving his presence, the bold Nathan also foretold of grim, irreversible consequences. Long-term, unceasing turmoil within David's family, and in the short-term, the death of the newborn child. Bathsheba, also known as Bathshua, 1 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 5, pulled out her black dress again. Another funeral, another round of grief. She eventually gave David four more sons, most notably Solomon, to go along with the many other sons he fathered by at least six other wives and an untold number of concubines. See 1 Chronicles chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. If we only glance at Bathsheba, we might feel envious. All that beauty, all that privilege, married to Israel's greatest king, the mother of the wisest man on earth, who she shrewdly helped rise to the throne. But when we take a closer look, we see a lifetime of tragedy. Beyond the pain of saying goodbye to her husband, Uriah, bearing her infant son, and living as one of David's many wives and numerous concubines, Bathsheba's life was in constant crisis. She had to stand by and watch as her big, new, dysfunctional family dealt with sibling rape and murder. See 2 Samuel chapter 13. She had to flee the royal palace when Absalom, one of her steps,